Amen. Sometimes our generosity comes from mixed motives. It seems that some vandals had cut down six royal palms along Miami's Flagler Street. Since the palms were very expensive, Dade County authorities weren't sure if they could replace them very soon. But then someone donated six more and even had them planted. The old ones had been about 15 feet tall and provided a nice foreground for the Fly Delta billboard. The new palms were 35 feet tall, completely hiding the sign. The new donor, Eastern Airlines. Amen. Luke 6:38 says, "Give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosoms. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again." And these testimonies tonight were just wonderful, you know. And the key to all and every issue that we're dealing with is what the Lord said in this scripture. He said, "Give, and it shall be given unto you." You know, we're standing here tonight, and I don't know how many of us have needs. I'm sure almost every one of us have some kind of need tonight, whether it be financial, whether it's a physical need. I tell you, I had to go lay in the dentist chair for 3 hours the other day. Like to killed me. That chair was about that wide. And needless to say, I was hanging off about that much on both sides, Brother Wayne. I think they made it for you and not me. I don't know. But it was the most uncomfortable thing. And he drilled and pushed and prodded. I wish I'd have got what Dionica got or Sister Diana, God would have just filled those teeth. Amen. And that would be wonderful. I prayed for a lady in Avondale the other day. She was just, and she said immediately her teeth quit hurting. And man, I prayed for my teeth and prayed and prayed. I prayed for you yesterday. For what did I pray for you yesterday? For a toothache. Did it go away? It went away. So, man, God's good. And I don't begrudge it at all. Whatever we go through is for a reason from God. And but God is so good, and he meets your needs. But he has rules. God has rules. You know, we live in a society that wants no rules. They want to make new rules. I mean, this new group that's in power in Washington, they're not paying any attentions to the rules. You know, we were given a Bill of Rights and a constitution, and they've worked good all this time. And, you know, the separation of powers, and I mean, we got a mess going on. But, you know, when you start circumventing the rules, you're in big trouble. It's not going to work any longer. You know, the president shouldn't suggest who's running General Motors. That's something different. I mean, and if it fails, we have a system for that. Bankruptcy, all that, let it go through. But when the government starts bailing us all out, they're breaking the rules because the rules don't allow for that. But you know, in our spiritual walk, there are rules. Rules. And we can break him if we want. But you know what he says? But every time you do, you're asking for trouble. And I could go to the book of the other night. I was the book that it talks about the list of the blessings whenever you give to God. I believe it's in Malachi. It has all these great blessings. But the very next chapter says, here's the cursings if you don't do it. Right. You know, we want to have all the blessings. Deuteronomy 28. What's it say, brother? Blessings and the cursings. And there it is, the whole list. You can read it for yourself. But if we want God to give to us, if we want to, it says give and it shall be given. And a lot of times, you know, when we say give, we all reach for our wallets and start guarding. But you know what? I'm not even just talking about that tonight. You know, there are so many ways to give. In the book of Acts, it talked about the centurion, and it said his alms and deeds came up before God. And whenever God looked at him, he wasn't a Christian. He hadn't accepted Christ. But God noticed that he gave to the poor. God saw all that he did, and God said, because of this man, I'm going to open up and make it a possibility for Gentiles to make it into the kingdom of heaven. All because this man was liberal with what God had given him. He had opened up his he blessed those. He had an abundance. He had money. He had an ability to do it, and he did it. And God took notice. Give. So his was my, but I'm saying it could be in many ways. You know what? You could be giving your time. Some of you ladies give your time at the school every day. God is paying attention. Amen. He's watching. He knows. And you know what? He's waiting for that time when he is going to bless you. Romans 12:8 says, or he that exhorteth on exhort. He gives us a way in here. And the second part of this verse says, if he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. You know, how do we give? You know, we give with all our heart. Some people give out of their abundance. Some give out of their lack. I've always been more of a on the lack giver. I don't know. Maybe I'm just not a good money guy. But I tell you what, whenever it's time, I want to give. I want to be able to give to God. Because whenever I give to him, he's preparing to give back to me. In the days whenever, you know, there used to be the old country store before Walmart and all that kind of stuff. There was this little boy, and I think I've told this story before, but he used to go to the store with his mom. And at the end of the shopping, after mom did all of her shopping, then the store owner would take a candy jar and hold it out and say, young man, get you a handful of candy. And this little boy never would reach in the jar and take candy. But so the store owner would always reach in there, take some out, and give it to him. So one day his mom said, hey, Johnny. That's a good little boy's name, right, Johnny? Hey, Johnny, why don't you just reach in there and get you some candy? He said, because the store owner's hand is bigger than my hand. Now, listen, folks, the hand of God is so much bigger than your hand. And I'll tell you what, whenever he reaches in to return to you a portion of what you've given to him, you're never going to be the loser. You're going to be a winner each and every time. But you know what? It starts out with your part. Give. And it shall be given. Give with simplicity. You know, it's not complicated. It's not hard. This word simplicity says with a singleness of mind, not to be seen of others. It can be translated in several ways. But give it with just, you know, with a sincerity. You know, give of yourself, your time, your effort. How about your love and your care for others? You know, who can we give to? You know what? Sometimes it's easier for me and you to give to a stranger than to give to somebody we know. Because we can say about that one we know, well, you know what? They had $10 last week. Why didn't they save that $10 from last week? Well, you know what? You may not know the whole story of why they don't have $10 from last week. Now, you know, I get really upset when I go on a field trip. And I try to keep myself calm. But I go on a field trip. And you always have those that they can't ever pay their school bill. And they can't do this and they can't do that. And then I get there on honor roll day. I have one little boy. And you don't know him, but I do. And he come up and said, Brother Doug, can we buy souvenirs? And my wheels start turning, thinking, I know they owe a little on their school bill, more than a little. And I'm thinking, what? And so I, you know, sometimes, but you know what? I don't know the whole situation. And you know what? Thank the Lord, I'm not God, and I don't have to worry about it. And you know what? If God speaks to me to give to somebody, I don't have the opportunity to say, well, what about this, this, and that? I just have to say, Lord, did you say that to me? Lord, did you say that to me? Lord, did you tell me to give that money to? Well, you know, I don't understand, God. He said, you don't have to understand. Just listen to my voice. Give, and it shall be given to you. Now, I like that, but he goes a little farther. He said he's going to give it to you. He's going to stomp it down. Did you ever go out to the trash can? Or send your child out to the trash can? And they come back and said, Dad, what'd they say? It's full. And you go out there, and it's got 13 cardboard boxes stacked up, which would make about this much trash in the bottom if you stomped it down. So I usually say, well, here, let me help you in there. And I put them up in the... And when I was younger, I used to just jump in there myself. But right now, I don't do that. So, and you figure it out, all right? What are y'all laughing about out there? But you know what? God said he's going to press it down. You say, God, I'm so full already. He said, I don't care about that. If you're giving, I'm going to press down. I'm going to make more room. You're going to say it's full, and here comes some more. Shaking together. Shaking together. When I think about shaking together, I'm used to always filling up those sodas and putting the ice in there, Brother Hines. You do that? Put that ice in there, and you put that ice in, and then you start shaking it a little bit. You can put some more in. Shake it a little bit more. You can put some more in. He said he's going to press it down. Then he's going to shake it together. That sounds pretty good. That sounds good, Brother Johnny. But then he says, I'm going to run it over. It's going to go over. I'm not even going to stop there. It's going to be running over. But you know what he says? First of all, there's something for you. What if it gets tough? Keep giving. What if I don't have enough? You know, there's some things you can't stop giving. It's going to be given to you. See, I'm going to press it down. I'm going to shake it together. And then I'm just going to keep pouring it on until it's running out. And you're going to be trying to catch it. Bring ye all the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. That's what God's word said. That's in the Old Testament. Then he goes there and he says, press down, shake it together, running over. And in that scripture, he says, men are going to give it to you. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. I tell you, we just can't outgive the Lord, folks. There is no way possible. Whenever you give to him, he is obligated to his word. I went by and asked Brother Billy tonight. I said, how's the work? Oh, it's still slow. I said, are you still taking care of God? Then his word cannot fail you. You just continue. God is going to meet your needs. Amen. And that's the way it is for every one of us. You've got to continue to give and give and give. Well, Brother Doug, I don't have what I used to have. You know what? When God talks to you and tells you what to do, do it. Do it. And then just wait for pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Praise God. There are three kinds of givers: the flint, the sponge, and the honeycomb. To get anything out of the flint, you must hammer it. And all you get is chips and sparks. To get water out of a sponge, you must squeeze it. And the more you use pressure, the more you'll get. But the honeycomb just overflows with its own sweetness. Which kind of giver are you? Do you need to hear that one more time? Or did you get? There are three kinds of givers: the flint, the sponge, and the honeycomb. To get anything out of a flint, you must hammer it. And then you only get chips and sparks. To get water out of a sponge, you must squeeze it. And the more you use pressure, the more you will get. But the honeycomb just overflows with its own sweetness. What kind of giver are you? Well, how about Sunday night, upper room? You're on the cleanup crew. Flint, sponge, or honeycomb? That's given, folks. That, you know, that's as simple as we boil it down. That's given. How about work night? Flint, sponge, honeycomb. How about your tithe? Flint, sponge, honeycomb. How about what you give at Riverdale Christian Academy? Flint, sponge, honeycomb. Getting quiet in here. Now, I didn't call you a flint, a sponge, or a honeycomb. I just ask you. Now, don't go home saying, Brother Doug called me a flint. Now, if the shoe fits, but I didn't call you that. But you know what? And it's true. But the real truth of the matter is what the Lord said. He said, give. And it's going to be given to you. Well, I've been trying, Brother Doug. You know, God's timing isn't my timing. I see some of you struggling, and if I could just let you out of the pressure, I would. But you know the story about the little girl that was watching the butterfly try to come out of the cocoon, don't you? She was sitting there watching, and it was struggling so hard to get out. She felt sorry for it. You know what? Sometimes we feel sorry for somebody else. Most of the time we still feel sorry for ourselves, but that's a little easier to do. But this little gal, she went in the house and found a pair of scissors, and she said, I'll take care of this problem. And she just clipped a few threads so that the butterfly could get out easy. And it did. It crawled right out. But its body was still big and huge, and its wings were small and deformed because the pressure of going out of that cocoon forces the fluids out of their body and into those beautiful wings and gives them, makes them be what they're supposed to be. So God may be just trying to get you ready to fly. He's watching. Times are tight. You still got to do it. You still got to do it. If you want God's word to work, you got to let it work. It works. It's true. It's honest. It's just. Flint, sponge, honeycomb. Man, I would sure love to have a bunch of honeycomb supervisors and monitors at Riverdale Christian Academy. Some days I think I got a few flints and sponges out there. Sometimes I think I'm a flint and a sponge myself, you know. So I'm not picking on you too bad. But you know what? In everything you do for God, it's useless without the love of God. He said, though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it's nothing. And you can give every day of the year at Riverdale Christian Academy. And if you're not doing it with love and with a good spirit, you're just wasting your time. Who do we give to? Sometimes we give to those that don't appreciate it, spit in our faces, take advantage of us, do things. But you know what? God gives us, he just says, give. Open our homes, open our school, open our hearts. And you know why we're not having some effect on some of those God sent in our way? Because we're there as flints and sponges, and we're not there because the love of God is flowing through us in such a way that we can't be anywhere else. When you put your tithe envelope in the offering on Sunday morning, flint, sponge, put it in anyway. But I'm going to tell you what, if you have a honeycomb spirit when you put it in the offering. When I tried out at Carruthers, there was a young man there, and I really liked this guy. He owned his own crop dusting service. He's a real fine young man. And he told me just in those few short weeks, he said, Brother Doug, he said, my goal is to pay $100,000 tithe in 1 year. And I said, oh, you want to make $1 million, huh? But you know what? He said, that's my goal, to pay $100,000 tithe in 1 year. And I understand 2 years ago, he did it. Paid $100,000 in tithe. Well, what would God do with all that money? Well, don't you just worry about it. You just get it in. Amen. Because you know what? Pressed down, shaken together, running over. Well, this economy's bad. Woo! What can God do in a bad economy? Hey, you know what? God's word is true. If the economy's bad, it doesn't matter. Give, and it shall be given. You're going to make it. You got it. We're right at the end, folks. God, the Lord loves a cheerful giver. Amen. There'll be blessings in the city, blessings in the country, plenty of children, plenty to feed them. Well, I don't know if I ought to bring children into this world, Brother Doug. Well, just get your Bible out and read Jeremiah 29, chapter 29, and see what he tells those that are in captivity. We're in captivity. I understand that. I'm not home. I'm headed for home. I'm headed for home. But we're going to live a little bit on the way there. And you know what? Tonight, I know I've been all of the things. I've been a flint, I've been a sponge, and I've been a honeycomb a few times. But I want to change. I want to be a honeycomb more than anything else. Amen. Praise God.